This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas, Fellowship Board Chairman Bishop Paul Lanier spoke with Fellowship Board Member Michelle Bachman, Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, about a kibbutz in southern Israel she visited as a teenager, and that Hamas later attacked on October 7th, 2023.
Israel's a very unique nation. Any Jew, anywhere on the face of the earth, can freely move to Israel yes. and make citizenship. It's called Aliyah. They can make citizenship in Israel, and Israel will help to take care of them. They needed to flee somewhere. They fled to Israel. Yes. Who's going to feed them? Israel can only do so much. For Christians, the Bible teaches us how to care for widows and
That's
orphans.
Right.
So the International Fellowship really began by feeding people. And so there's a whole biblical formula that the Bible lays out.
Yes, ma'am.
And if a widow or widower meets that biblical criteria, they go on a list for the rest of their life. They'll be fed by the International
yes.
Fellowship of Christians and Jews. So I got to go with Yael. I got to see the little tiny apartment where a very poor old woman, almost 90 years old, lived. And we were privileged to bring her a box of food that the donors of the Christians who generously gave the money, we gave this to the woman. It had enough food to get her through the week. And I saw for myself the living conditions. And so this is one tiny example of how the donations of loving Christians have been put to use in a practical, trustworthy manner.
Discover the biblical and historical significance of Jerusalem with our complimentary Bible study. Download your copy at holylandradio.org.